You're listening to CKUT, broadcast on 90.3 FM in Montreal and online worldwide at ckut.ca. I'm Jules Bigel. If you're looking for something to read, look no further. The Read Quebec Book Fair is back for its 8th year, today and tomorrow. They've got all the latest titles from Anglophone publishers in the city, as well as readings and industry talks. I stopped by Concordia's McConnell Building to learn more.
Rebecca West, I'm the Executive Director of the Association of English Language Publishers of Quebec, also known as ALEC, and we're here today with the Read Quebec Book Fair.
Yeah, so tell me more about the event. What's going on? There's lots of folks going from table to table. There's rooms set up for events. What kind of stuff do you have here at Concordia campus?
Yeah, so it's a book fair that started off, I think, quite modestly 8 years ago. We used to hold it in the library where our office is, the Atwater Library, and it almost feels like we've grown into a small festival at this point. So we have over 20 local publishers selling their wares, their beautiful books by local authors, and over 50 local authors who are here participating in panels and workshops and signing books and really just chatting with folks. I think that's one of the beautiful things about this event. It's really become kind of like a community hub that people look forward to. We have lots of people wanting to get into publishing, who are working in publishing, emerging writers, aspiring writers, and it's a great place to connect with the literary community.
Yeah, what's the literary community like in Quebec? I know Montreal, it's a Francophone city, yes, but it has this small but I think really mighty English language publishing and magazine industry that, for my eyes at least, like it seems to punch above its weight.
I think that's a really good way of putting it, yeah. It's been around for a while. Some of our members, VQuid Press, just celebrated their 50th anniversary. McGill Queen's University Press has been around for a long time. But I think the beautiful thing that we're seeing at ALEC is that our membership seems to grow a little bit every year. We're over 30 members now, some of whom have been in business for a long time and others who are just getting into publishing. So I think that it's really nice to see that renewal and... maybe not direct mentorship, so to speak, but kind of a bit of a passing of the torch from the veteran publishers and newer ones coming up.
One of those veteran publishers is VQuid Press, a Montreal staple. I stopped by their table to get the latest from co-publisher Simon Dardick.
We're sort of the granddaddy of indie publishers in the city, Anglo-English publishers. 50 years of publishing books by Montreal authors and authors across the country, poetry, fiction, nonfiction, and noir fiction.
So tell me, you said you're 50 years young, congratulations. What do you have coming out this year to celebrate this big milestone?
Well, it's a book we just launched actually earlier this week at the Word Bookstore. It's a book called Spirits in the Dark by H. Nigel Thomas. And it's actually a 30th anniversary edition of his book that he brought out 30 years ago. But it was about a gay writer, a gay protagonist in the book. And the audience didn't know what to do with that book 30 years ago. And now, with an introduction by someone called Kai Kello, an appreciation of Nigel Thomas, and an afterword by the author, it's being totally rediscovered and probably do better than the first edition many, years ago.
You can hear it in the background, but the McConnell Building atrium was full of people checking out the fair, friends running into one another. Something that Rebecca West says is part of the joy of holding events like these.
So yeah, I guess just hearing that people seem to be, happy to be able to connect, even though, we're talking about being sort of post-pandemic. I think there still is that like urge and like, nice feeling of being able to gather in person and hold a book in your hand before buying it, flip through it, very different than an online experience.
Yeah. So would you say then that the event is not just for people in the industry, but also for, the general public who's just maybe itching to get out and see what the newest Montreal reads are?
Yeah, totally. I think for independent publishers especially, it is sometimes a little trickier to get their titles out there. They don't have the same marketing budgets as the multinationals. When you walk into an Indigo or a really big bookstore, they may not be the first titles you see. But yeah, such a strength and like breadth of stuff that's being published here. There's certainly something for any curious reader. We've got publishers, you know, especially Drawn and Quarterly, Pow Pow, doing graphic novels and comics. And yeah, I would say across the 20 publishers, there's everything from like children's books to poetry. And a series of events happening tomorrow for families. We've got Billy Mavreas, local artist, who will be leading a few workshops on creating comics and writing postcards and making monster heads and wonderful things. And we're also really excited for the first time to be hosting a live podcast recording with Dr. Linda Mora, who has a podcast called Getting Lit with Linda, a literary podcast, fittingly. And we'll have Catherine Hernandez, author of Scarborough, and Eva Crocker, who just published Back in the Land of Living, doing the podcast, and then followed by a screening of Scarborough, the film based on Catherine's book. So, yeah, if you just want to browse or, you know, come sit in on a talk, there's something for everyone.
If there was one thing I heard chatting with people at the fair, it was this.
I love to read in Montreal.
If you love to read in Montreal too, you can check out the Read Quebec Book Fair on Saturday, November 4th from 11 to 6 at 1400 de Maisonneuve West. I'm Jules Pigeal. Thanks for listening.